Ribet launches social sportsbook in the US. The US free-to-play online gaming scene has a new arrival with the addition of a new social sportsbook. In a recent press release, Ribet announced its launch across 47 states, offering users access to a wide range of betting markets powered by Sportradar. A twist to sports betting. Ribet stands out with its focus on the social aspects of sports betting. Users can engage in peer-to-peer contests with customizable terms through a sweepstakes system. It even allows users to replicate their friends' wagers with the platform's unique Ribet feature, fostering a more interactive betting experience that goes beyond simply placing individual bets. Sports fandom is about our desire for social interaction and community, and until today, those elements have been missing in both traditional and social sportsbooks. Ribet is revolutionizing this experience with all the essential elements of the sports betting experience in one easy-to-use and interactive app. We know users are going to love our experience and we are thrilled to introduce Ribet to the world, said Carson Hubbard, CEO of Ribet. Despite boasting a significant seven-figure investment and featuring real-time betting markets for over 60 professional and college sports leagues, Ribet's path forward might not be entirely smooth. The legal landscape surrounding daily fantasy sports, DFS, peer-to-peer betting platforms and sweepstakes is currently quite complex. Several states have already implemented laws that create obstacles for platforms similar to Ribet. Michigan, for example, permits sweepstakes but stipulates that any prizes can only be awarded if the games are based on luck rather than skill, and Ribet is currently unavailable there. This adds Michigan to the list of holdouts alongside Idaho and Nevada, highlighting the regional discrepancies in legalities that Ribet must navigate. Navigating a murky path. Ribet isn't the only platform facing legal challenges. Other DFS operators like Better, PrizePicks, and Underdog Fantasy are also encountering hurdles. This past February, the Florida Gaming Control Commission, FGCC, ordered these companies to cease operations within the state. The FGCC cited concerns about illegal betting activities and the operation of illegal lotteries. The gaming regulator believes their pick'em-style contests bear a resemblance to player prop betting, which falls outside the legal boundaries. This crackdown in Florida underscores the potential legal pitfalls Ribet might face in other states with similar regulatory frameworks. While Ribet offers a novel approach to sports betting, emphasizing social interaction and a free-to-play model, its long-term success hinges on its ability to navigate the complex legalities surrounding such platforms in the US. Ribet's founders will need to carefully consider the regulatory environment in each state they operate in to ensure a smooth user experience and avoid potential legal issues.